We had an issue yesterday with several seats for our fans. It's something that we have been taking very seriously, working at it. We apologize to those fans. We are going to work with them, and we are going to do better in the future. We will certainly do a thorough review and get to the bottom of why it all occurred, but we take full responsibility for that.
Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan, Vinny and Cook Show here with you, moving through the lunch hour. We get a chance, as you heard, the commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell, there apologizing. There are more people. I think the NFL has actually hired 40 people to apologize for the ticket fiasco, the seat fiasco at the Super Bowl. There are a lot of people that think you need more than an apology. One of those people that think that way is attorney Trey Branham, who is a member of a Dallas law office. Goldfarb Branham is the law firm. They have filed a suit on behalf of two Wisconsin residents who were sold tickets to seats that did not exist. We have Mr. Branham with us right now. Sir, good morning, or actually good afternoon. How are you?
Vinny and Roy, good afternoon, I guess, and thanks for having me on.
No problem. Vinny Ricciuti here, Ron Cook over there. So tell me a little bit about, first of all, find these people come to you, you go to them. What? How do you find the people to file a suit?
These people have contacted us, and, you know, across the board, they are Packers or Steelers fans.
Yeah.
And these are the working class guys who tried to have a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
So, Trey, what are you looking for here? I mean, you can't replace the experience. I think everybody agrees on that. You have to put some sort of financial number on this. What is fair in this case, and what are you looking for?
Well, I think that what's clearly got to happen is that what these people came out of pocket has to be reimbursed. And that's, you know, I've got clients who, you know, flew in from Pittsburgh, and who spent a bunch of money on tickets and a bunch of money on hotel rooms and a bunch of money on meals and didn't get what they bought. And so at a minimum, you have to start there. And then you have to do something to try and create, you know, some level of a unique experience to try and make up for what it was that they missed.
And that's going to be the toughest part because, I mean, how do you – you know, I mean, who knows if the Steelers and the Packers will ever get into a Super Bowl again. There's no guarantees, obviously. It's very tough to guarantee them that kind of experience. What becomes, then, an acceptable experience for a group, or is it that you have to kind of go individually to each person? Okay, what's your acceptable experience to replace this?
Yeah, I'm not sure that it's going to be possible to do it on an individual basis, you know, because now the NFL is admitted that they had 2,000 fans that were adversely affected by this. And at some point, trying to do an individual experience for each person becomes something that just doesn't work. But at the same time, I do think that there are a various number of ways to create an experience that not everybody gets to have for these fans. And we're open to exploring all sorts of things, whether it's, you know, maybe a meeting with a team, or whether it's a signed football. I don't know. I mean, there's all kinds of ways to do this. So, you know, we're open to exploring all sorts of ways. But you're right that there's got to be something unique for the fans who had something unique taken away from them.
Trey Branham of Goldfarb Branham in Dallas joining us here, law firm. He is an attorney who has filed a suit on behalf of several of the, or at least two that I can see, and I'm sure more fans who did not get their money's worth when they went to the Super Bowl. 2,800 fans, I think, are included in that number. Have you spoken to the NFL yet? They seem to be willing to try to do something for these people. How many people in the NFL already has come out and said, hey, you know what? This is, we were wrong here. We did something that we shouldn't have done, or it didn't work out the way we wanted it to work out. Have you spoken to them, and what's their reaction been?
Yeah, I think that the reaction you're seeing across the board is an admission of responsibility, and that you know, they understand that there was a big problem here, and that it's not only a problem for the fans, but it's a problem for the league, And, you know, we're hopeful that that the league will want to pursue a resolution to this.
Trey, who is ultimately responsible for this? Is it the NFL? Is it Roger Goodell? Aren't the Cowboys responsible for their own stadium here? Jerry Jones, his people? Who ultimately is blamed for this?
Well, I think what I can tell you for sure is that the NFL has admitted responsibility. And the Cowboys organization, which is made up of a number of corporate entities, has admitted responsibility. So at a minimum, those two organizations have already gone on record as taking responsibility for this disaster. And now what we need to do is move on and find a solution.
Have you found any similar cases to this? I mean, I was trying to think in my mind if I could remember anything this like this on this grand of a scale. Obviously, there's always people that don't get their seats for whatever reason, X, Y, Z. But has there been anything before on this grand of a scale where people have this many people at an event of this magnitude have been denied their seats?
You know, it's not that I'm aware of, but to me, the biggest issue is the knowledge. You know, it's been reported that the NFL knew a week and a half before the Super Bowl that this was going to be an issue. And to not pick up the phone and call the guys who, you know, want to come see their team play and are going to spend time, energy, and money away from work and their families to come down here and do it, and then to deny them an experience when you knew it was going to happen, that to me is what's the most unacceptable thing.
What happens to a guy that bought tickets from somebody out in the street? I mean, I know there's now you have StubHub and all of these different ticket brokering online services, and through that you usually can prove how much you paid. There's a record of it. But suppose one of your people or a few of your people were standing out in the street and they had, you know, $3,000 cash in their pocket, and they bought a ticket off of somebody, just, you know, handed them the cash for it. No record of that transaction. What happens in that case?
Yeah, courts permit you to prove the value of what you paid for it in a number of different ways, including affidavits and sworn testimony. So, you know, obviously, would it be best to have a receipt? Sure. But the issue of, you know, did they pay for a certain dollar figure for a ticket is something that we're comfortable with proving up in court.
And hopefully they'll at least get that back. Are you getting a lot of people calling you about jumping on this suit, or what's going on?
We've had a significant amount of interest from both sides of the field, if you will, and you know, we're happy to try and figure out a way to make these folks whole.
Are people more mad in Green Bay or in Pittsburgh? Because I'm sure you're getting it from both, right?
Yeah, sure. You know, I mean, everybody missed out on the experience. You know, I don't know whether it's fair to say that the Green Bay guys are more angry because they missed watching a victory or not. But, you know, that seems to make a little sense. But at the same time, if your team lost and you didn't get a seat, boy, that's a double whammy, right? So I suspect you've got you've got folks equally mad on both sides of the field.
Right, but then you can mitigate it by saying that the Steelers have been to the Super Bowl three times in the last 6 years, where Green Bay, the last time they won, in the 90s. So Mike Holmgren was the head coach. So there's a little mitigating circumstances there. I bet you, though, all of them are certainly mad about it. Listen, good luck with this thing. I mean, anytime you get into the NFL's pockets, it makes me a happy man.
Well, listen, thanks a ton for having me on, and you guys let me know if I can do anything else for you.